New Delhi, President Draupadi Murmu commenced the celebrations of the 74th Republic Day, for the first time since assuming office last year, by unfurling the national flag at Kartavya Path on January 26. President of Egypt Abdel Fattah El-Sisi is the chief guest at 2023 parade. Keeping with tradition, the unfurling of the tricolor was followed by the national anthem and a customary 21-gun salute. Notably, it was for the first time that the 21-gun salute was given with 105mm Indian field guns. It replaced the vintage 25-pounder gun. The gun salute was presented by the ceremonial battery of 871 Field Regiment. The ceremonial battery was commanded by Lieutenant Colonel Vikas Kumar, S.M. The gun position officer was Nayab Subedar Anoop Singh. The 21-gun salute is presented during Republic Day, Independence Day and visits of foreign heads of state. The president on her arrival at Kartavya Path was received by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The national flag was unfurled at Kartavya Path by an Air Force officer, FLT Lieutenant Komal Rani. Simultaneously, the national anthem was played and the 21-gun salute was presented to the president. President Murmu was earlier escorted from her residence by the president's bodyguard on their bay and dark bay-colored mounts. The president's bodyguard is the senior most regiment of the Indian Army. This year's Republic Day is special as the president's bodyguard marked 250 years since its raising in 1773 at Varanasi. The commandant of the president's bodyguard, Colonel Anoop Tiwari, rode to the right of the president's car, leading this elite body of horsemen, mounted on his charger Glorious. To the left of the president's car was the second in command of the regiment, Lieutenant Colonel Ramakant Yadav, mounted on his charger Sultan. It is the senior most cavalry regiment carrying out mounted ceremonial duties for the president. With inputs from NI.